Nothing sadder than when the family pet bolts and takes off to parts unknown. Well, there are ways you can keep better track of your pet, and it could be very beneficial for them and for the family. Joining us live with more, Dr. Paws is here. Veterinarian Dr. Katie Nelson is joining us live. Dr. Nelson, nice to have you back with us.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you all.
Same to you.
Tell us about these high-tech pets, and what are the benefits?
Well, you know, there's a lot of options out there for us high-tech and low-tech folks. But as you said, I mean, it can absolutely devastate a family if your pet gets lost. And, you know, we used to just have that little jingly tag that hung on the collar that helped to bring them home. But the person would first have to catch the dog or the cat and read it and call you and all of that. But now we've got these really cool GPS devices that you can just simply attach onto your pet's collar. There's one out there called the Tag Pet Tracker that is just really amazing. It not only can help you to geolocate your pet by what you do is you clip it on their collar, you set up what you call your geofence. So if that's your backyard or if that's your neighborhood or whatever, if your pet goes outside of what you've set up as their fence, then you actually receive a text message and an email saying that your pet has left. And you can also look on there each week, and they'll give you a little update as far as how many steps your pet has taken, how much activity they've partaken in. And so it's almost sort of like a fancy pedometer as well. So if you're trying to get your pet to lose weight and you don't know why it's not working, maybe you could use one of these sort of as a, you know, side benefit of it to know
how many steps a day
your exercise.
How many steps a day is a dog supposed to take?
You know, I don't know. I know we're supposed to aim for 10,000
right.
a day in order to keep us fit, but I don't know exactly for
okay.
a dog. They've also got, you know, the one downside I should say to this is that, you know, it's a little bit expensive. It's around $100, and it does require a monthly membership fee, but the membership fee is only $8. So, you know, it is pretty low cost as far as maintaining it. There's some other options out there as well. There's these little QR pet tags that you can use on your pet, on your pet's collar, and anyone with a smartphone can scan them. You set how much information you want released whenever someone scans your pet's tag. If it's just your name and your phone number or your email address, then that's fine, but you set all of that up. You can also add onto those any disease conditions that your pets may have. So if they get lost and they're diabetic, then that would come up whenever someone scans their tag, which could be life-saving. And, you know, something we've been doing for years in veterinary medicine is doing microchipping.
Mm-hmm.
On pets. It's just this little tiny microchip that's about the size of a grain of rice that is injected under your pet's skin. You can do it while they're awake. It's just kind of like getting a big shot, essentially. And all shelters, all veterinary offices have these readers. And so if a pet comes in and either the shelter or the veterinary office scans it, then whoever scans it will call the company, and the company gets into contact with you to let you know that your pet has been found. So there really are some great ways of being high-tech and keeping track of your pet these days.
That is some good advice. What's the difference in price, I'm just curious, between the microchipping and the GPS system? Is there a great savings there between the two?
Well, the great thing about the microchipping is it's just a one-time fee. It's generally under $50. Your veterinarian sets that price. So I've seen it as low as $25. I've seen it as high as $50. So it's really pretty inexpensive. But, you know, the one downside to that is that you have to have the reader in order to scan that. But, again, all shelters, most veterinary offices have those. So that's really not as big of an inconvenience as it sounds. And then the tag, the GPS trackers, those are about $100 with that maintenance fee. The little QR pet tags, the scanner pet tags, those are really inexpensive. They're about $19, $20. And you can choose to do just a basic service, which is usually free on those sites, or you can have, you know, the really advanced all out there, which is, I think I saw, up to about $30 a month, or $30 a year, I'm sorry. So not very expensive at all.
Dr. Katie Nelson, thanks as always.
Okay, you guys have a great week.
Thanks, you too.